RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Afternoon. Hopefully the snow's going to let up a little bit. Seems like it's doing that just that right now. But boy, it came down in a hurry. We had a couple inches already here, Kang, but snow came down quite a lot in the last hour.
That's a lot of snow, man. I feel like I did not. Do you hear what they're calling this thing, by the way? Like this weather that we're getting?
No, I'm dying to know what term they've been coined this time.
Bomb cyclone, is it?
Oh, it's another bomb cyclone. Is that what we have? I like
and
the
then there's
cyclone.
Another one. There's some kind of Genesis, bomb Genesis or something. I got to look it up now. Because I saw the definition. It's like, the meteorologist, they can call up for Texas. I don't know, but there's when something happens within 24 hours of this and that, and then you come up with these two words and you put them together.
Oh.
And it becomes bomb cyclone.
So if you're born in the month of March and your favorite color is, then this is your blues name. Things like that. Those stupid games. No, bomb cyclone. I love when we first heard that a few years ago. I loved it. I'm like, that sounds like fun.
From a video that I had seen of someone explaining it, and I might have this a little bit wrong, but basically it's something when like the like a warm and cold pressure, the way that they kind of mix, but it's like it's the way they kind of hit each other, I guess, is like the main thing. And it basically creates, like you said, it was nearly 60 degrees, you know, less than 12 hours ago, and then it'll drop significantly overnight.
Like in a 24-hour period, yeah.
I imagine if this happens in the summer, it's a tornado. Is that kind of like what we're looking at?
Yeah, we would be screwed if this is summertime.
Yeah, but this is the winter, so instead it turns into a winter storm like that. Boom! Bomb cyclone! Could have used the snow on Christmas Day to have a white Christmas and look pretty. No, that wasn't the case. Not the case at all.
Yeah, so it's bomb cyclone or a.k.a. bombogenesis.
Bomb-o-genesis?
Which one do you think, which one do you like better?
Bomb-o?
Yeah, B-O-M-B-O, Genesis.
Oh, that's interesting. There's a little Irish flair to it. Bomb-o-genesis.
It's not Mick. What, Mick. Why would you choose McLovin? You sound like an Irish R&B singer.
Get a clue. I think I like Bombo. No, I like Bomb Cyclone better.
Bomb Cyclone?
Yeah, because you get the word bomb and the word cyclone. Genesis is just, it's a start of something, right? I don't know if I buy that one as much. But it looks pretty, and hopefully it's calmed down a little bit, and now the fog has lifted a little bit too, so you can see the visibility has gotten better, and hopefully that means fewer accidents on the road. So again, be careful out there. 248-539-9797. Dennis is next up on Traverse City. Dennis, welcome to 97.1.
Hello.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Good. So a few years back, I was listening to Jim Miller and Pat Kerwin are moving the chains. And Pat Kerwin said that he's played football, coached football, scouted football, worked in the offices of football teams. He said that when you promote someone from coordinator to head coach or from an assistant coach to coordinator, if it's their first time in that position, it takes them 5 years to learn the job. So if you want these guys to be look like they've been doing it for 5 years, you got to go out and get a guy that's done it for 5 years. If you promote a new guy, you need to be patient.
Well, it can work both ways. I mean, I don't know if I'd buy that completely. Thanks for the call, Dennis. I mean, Ben Johnson had not been a coordinator, and when they gave him the coordinator's job, it really didn't take that long for the offense to really kind of take off. Now, given it was Dan Campbell's offense, but Ben Johnson ended up being the coordinator. And was year two, they won 12 games with Ben Johnson. in year one, they ended up in that tear at the end of the season to win 8 games down the stretch to make it close at the end when they went 9-8. So I don't know. It goes both ways. That being said, do the Lions need to move on from their coordinators is a valid question to ask, and I think it's obvious they're going to find somebody else to be an offensive coordinator and call plays for them. But I imagine it's still going to be Dan Campbell's offense, just somebody else is going to run it. Who they find to get to do that? I don't know. We'll wait and see. That's going to be an interesting part. Do I hope it's somebody that has experience? Yes, because I do think experience matters. And there's something about having a track record to go back and look and finding whether it's working with a similar type quarterback or a similar type offense. That does matter. Defensively, that's the big question. Is Calvin Shepard the guy? Is he simply learning on the job here this first year? I think there's a lot to like with Calvin Shepard, and there's a lot to question with Calvin Shepard. And some of it is hard because of all the injuries they've had to the secondary. I mean, it's just amazing when you look at players that have unfortunately been unavailable to them. I mean, this is a roster that has just been ravaged by injuries, and in particular into the secondary. When you look at Terrion Arnold and Ennis Rakestraw and Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph, all those guys have been out for long periods of time. And then players that you're bringing in now that you have to be starters. I mean, Khalil Dorsey spent time on the sidelines for a bit. Arthur Maulet has been in and out of the lineup. I think DJ Reed, Kang, would you say that DJ Reed's been a little bit of a disappointment this year at corner?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure if it was the hamstring injury he's still recovering from. He's not 100%, but I expected more out of DJ Reed. More number one corner-like coverage. I feel like a lot of times I've always seen him chasing the receiver. And some of it is technique with trail position, but other times I think it's just too much. Like, he's always behind the receiver. But, yeah. There's more focus on him, too, because when you have 3/4 of the secondary missing, you're going to be looking at the guy who's still there, right?
Yeah, you're looking at him. You're looking at Amik Robertson. And
Amik's played well, I think. I mean, Rakia Sin has played well, I think, for being thrust into a lot more playing time than maybe we all expected.
Yeah, and I think it stretches that they have. And for Rakia Sin, you're not expecting him to be a starter, but he's been thrown into that situation. But looking at guys that they drafted in the same draft with Arnold and Rakestraw, and they've been hurt in each of their first 2 years. Arnold less so, although he's missed a ton of time this year, maybe not as much last year. But Rakestraw's missed both years. And I don't have any confidence that that's a guy that's going to pay off for them in the future. Guys in the secondary, man, they get hurt all the time. Hurt all the time. And you just can't guarantee they're going to come back and they're going to be ready to go. And then all of a sudden to have, like 5 years in your career where you go uninjured, I don't see that happening for guys in the secondary, particularly when they start off their careers hurt.
Yeah, it usually doesn't happen. I mean, sometimes you're not meant to play, in the NFL body-wise. Like, I'm not blaming Rakestraw, but
no,
whether it's by
Rakestraw,
luck or unluck, yeah. Whatever it is, that doesn't matter. If you're not available, you're not available. Right?
You're getting hurt. Yeah. And I can't count on you. Right. It's a league that is just, it's made by punishing hits. And it's just the everyday grind of playing in the National Football League is a physical toll, particularly for defensive backs, because it's a reactionary position.
Yeah, look at Thomas Harper. Yeah. He's been concussed a few times, I think, already. I mean, he's been thrust into a starting position, and I'm not sure he can handle it. You just got to, like, the Davenports, the Anzarikes, the Pascals, I think we're all, when people speak of falling in love with their own players, I think they're saying, when a guy's injured, maybe it's time to move on and not give him a second, third chance.
Yeah, and the thing that really sucks with the injuries to Rakestraw and Terrion Arnold is that you look at the Eagles, in that same draft, the Eagles were able to get Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. And we had heard going into the draft, the Lions really high in Quinyon Mitchell. And I think the Eagles even traded up to get him. And like we heard there's a trade, like, ooh, are the Lions moving up to get him? No, Eagles did. And then the Lions obviously thought very highly of Terrion Arnold. They moved up to get Terrion Arnold. Then Cooper DeJean goes. And that was a guy that we had talked a lot about on this show because playing in the Big Ten, we liked him a lot. And he goes, and then the Lions get Rakestraw in the next round, and it's like, okay, here they go. See what they got. And then our guys just haven't played that much, and the Eagles guys have been stars in the league. They need to find the next star. And unfortunately, the Lions can be drafting at like somewhere in the mid to late teens in the draft, depending on what happens on Sunday. But right now, if the draft started today, I believe they're picking 15th.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So they should be able to get an excellent player at 15, whether it's an offensive lineman, an edge rusher. Already. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you, King. I spent an inordinate amount of time yesterday on my phone looking up a mock draft simulator and going through mock drafts myself. You know, like, how would I do things? And in years past, it's been fun because the Lions have had that extra first-round pick, and they throw wild trade ideas at you. Do you accept them? Do you not accept them? And I've tried different methods of who's available to them at 15, if I make trades or I don't make trades, if I'm staying there. And it looks like you can get an offensive lineman at 15. What I don't know is, what are the Lions looking at? We never know. We know that Brad Holmes goes best player available, right? I'm hoping the best player available is at a position of need. And if you're the Lions, is that need more screaming as an interior offensive lineman, or is it as a tackle? I feel like they've got a bunch of guards on this team, but we don't know who the center is. But if you've got Frank Ragnow coming back, do you need to, you know what I mean? There's a lot of moving parts in the offseason that could dictate how things are going to fall with 15.
But we do know, apparently, you know, if you take it for his word, Brad Holmes does not draft for need. He drafts players, okay? So he's not just going to draft an interior offensive line because, quote, we all think he needs one. He's going to draft a guy that can play, and I hope he does, because you can't, listen, it's going to be a rookie in there. He better be able to play from day one. Like, we don't have time for to, you know.
Can't have a luxury pick a guy that you just take and develop and out of 15.
That guy's got to be able to play.
So I think I did probably close to 15 different mock draft simulations yesterday while watching football, and then taking a break, and then again last night watching more football. But I know it's a fun exercise to do. And I think for our show's sake, we're going to hold off on the mock draft until Doug comes back, because I know how much Doug loves the mock draft. That's right. And literally next Monday, we'll have the need to talk about a mock draft, because the season will officially be over for the Detroit Lions. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.